You are a slut pig!
Hey y'all, I'm Christian Gray Snow, and this is the Slut Pig Podcast, a podcast from The Dip. And today, two fucking day, is the best day in the history of this podcast, ladies and gays. I hope you got your prostitution horror panties on because the one and only Teresa fucking Giudice is here. Yes, you heard me correctly. Teresa fucking Giudice is here. Small talk is like small dick, and I would rather be seated on the reunion couch with Melissa, Margaret, and Jackie than deal with a small dick. Let's get started. All right, everybody. My guest today is quite literally an icon. Before Adele was turning tables, my guest was flipping them, okay? Haters are going to hate, but she just loves, 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 even if you are a prostitution whore who's trying to pop her love bubble. Everyone, please welcome the greatest Real Housewife of all time, Teresa Giudice. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here with me today. It's an honor. Everyone is super excited that you're joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. It's my pleasure. I always like to get my interview started with like a fun kind of icebreaker question. So up first, would you rather have a weekend reunion in Vegas with Jacqueline Lurita, or would you rather have a slumber party alone with Marge at her house?
Well, I guess because I'm not speaking to Marge, so I wouldn't want to have a slumber party with her. So I would have a reunion in Vegas with Jacqueline Lurita.
And I think if Andy knew that was happening, he would have cameras on that immediately, just being honest. Yes, yes, yes. Well, Tuesday night brought us part one of The Real Housewives of New Jersey season 12 reunion. Teresa, you have done 12 of these reunions now, which is crazy. How would you rank this reunion compared to the others over the years? Was it better or worse for you?
No, it was bad. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. The first, like right off the bat, because again, I don't like fighting with my family. Mm-hmm. And we never, it's like, this is the thing, because, you know, it's so deep. It's my brother. So like I say things and of course I don't have the chance to explain it fully, mm-hmm. but they know what I'm talking about. And the thing is, that's why it's my blood. It's my brother, you know, and it's my sister-in-law. And I don't, you know what they say, don't work with family.
Yeah.
So it's something that, it just hurts me. So I'm hurt and it's like, I don't want to hurt I would never want to hurt my brother Melissa at all, but I'm just calling a spade a spade. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to, I don't want to hurt them. I wish them well. Like, you know, it's just, I was just hurt by the whole season. And I don't even know how we got into whatever we got into. It was all over the place. Like,
me either. Yeah.
That's the thing. Cause then like, if you come at me, then I'll say things back. And she was like, and she was saying all these stuff coming at me with all this stuff. And I was like, what? Like about my parents. It was just like all over the place.
Yo, that to me was honestly, that to me was kind of fucked up, like to sit there and say that she like painted your mom's toenails and stuff when she was in the, like, I mean, you know, I'm an only child, but both of my parents have a lot of siblings. And, you know, my mom, it was very, very close to my dad's mom when she passed away and took wonderful care of her because she loves my dad and because she loves her. That's not something she would throw up in his sibling's face.
Well, that's what a lot of people said. And this is the thing. I was there for my parents all the time, mm-hmm. and my brother. Like, you know, and I mean, if anything, I was there the most because my brother works.
Yeah.
So, but we took turns. My mom, that's why there's so much that I could say, but I'm not saying.
Yeah. So, I get it.
I'm just leaving that. I don't even want to talk about it because, again, that's just the thing. No matter what, like, I know everybody's saying that, oh, how could you treat your brother and sister-in-law that way? I'm not. But just remember, there's always two sides to a story. And then there's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and they're my parents. So, and if anything, you know, and that's what I mean. And it's like, if I say something bad about his wife,
then it's just going to come back to you again. Exactly.
Like I'm never right. And I don't want to be right.
And even at the interview, he's like, I can't say anything about Louie. And it's like, and you can't say anything about Melissa either. It's the same thing.
Today, he sleeps in bed with Melissa. So exactly. Who's he going to pick, me or Melissa? Of course, Melissa, which I understand, but you know, don't throw your sister under the bus in the same time. I'm like, I don't know. Cause it's like, it's sad. Cause I'm his only family that he has.
Yeah.
And then And like, Melissa should understand that too. Like, I'm his only sibling. I'm his only, we only have each other. Our parents passed away. It's like, what kind of example are we showing our children?
It's true. Well, we're going to get into more Melissa stuff, and especially like the bridesmaid stuff in a little bit. But I wanted to ask you too. You recently said that you plan on riding the show out to the end, you know, and I loved hearing you say that. But have you ever, over the years, has there ever really, like, truly been a time where you're like, you thought about walking away that you remember?
Well, I remember the one time when I was wearing the gold dress, Teresa, Nicole, and Amber were on that season.
Season 6, I think.
Yes, I thought I wasn't coming back. Remember? Really?
I remember you saying that at the reunion. Yeah.
Because, wait, is that like before I went to jail?
That was right before you went away.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that was right before, and I thought I wasn't going to come back.
Did you think the show wouldn't have you back?
I don't know. I don't know what I thought. Like, do you remember what I said to Andy Cohen? Like, I remember saying goodbye to him.
You said this is probably going to be my last reunion, but I didn't know. I guess I didn't know why you said you thought that.
Yeah. Like, I didn't, I was honored that they waited for me. I didn't know that they were going to wait for me. I was shocked. Like, when I found out, and I mean, I really was honored.
Yeah.
And so
how did you find out that they were waiting to film till you got out?
My lawyer told me.
Really? And you were like, hell yeah, I'm the shit.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You have four kids to take care of.
Say it again?
You have four kids to take care
of. Yeah, I mean, I have four kids to take care of. So I was,
there you go.
I was very grateful. I really was. I was grateful because then when I came home, Joe left.
Yeah.
So I'm like really grateful, yeah, to God, to Bravo, you know, to Andy, like grateful because I have four kids to take care of. I really, you know, I really did. And then, yeah, and Joe left. So I was all by I did it all by myself.
Yeah, every damn bit of it.
Yeah, no help from anyone.
You go, girl.
By myself.
Yes. Well, over the years, you know, we've lost more and more OGs over the years throughout all the cities. And I always feel really bad for them just because, you know, I feel like when you've done something like this for so many years, sure, it's a job, but it becomes a part of your life, you know? And, you know, I love Vicki Gumbelson a lot. I was just in Mexico with her for her birthday. And like when she lost her role on the show, it obviously affected her really bad. Another person that comes to mind, Tamara Judge, says whenever she got the call, she told producers to fuck off when they told her they were going a different direction.
I'm not really a fan of Tamara Judge.
Oh.
Because she like said stuff about Louis. So, you know, and I've never said anything about Ed or, you know, like, I've never said anything about her at all.
Yeah. So. Yeah. She said something about, she said Louis was like Brooks because they both like affirmations or something like that.
Yeah. Well, she shouldn't say that. You know why she's trying to get relevance, and that's so wrong.
Yeah. I hear you. I did
unfollow her on Instagram.
You did?
Yeah. Of course. I'm going to own it. Yes. Because like, you know, listen, sometimes I throw the first punch, but not really.
Yeah.
But not really, because I'm trying to think. The only time I ever threw the first punch, I wasn't trying to do it in a malicious way. I was trying to be a girl's girl with Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was just trying to look out for her and like be like, listen, there's this rumor out there. Kill it, you know?
Yeah. Also, you were drunk when you said it at a party.
I mean, I was really drunk, but, you know, we're not supposed to blame it on the alcohol, but I really was.
I mean, come on. It's not like you just came in guns a-blazing and said it sober on camera. Yeah, you said it when you were drunk.
Everybody else, and see, like, tell you, that, and I'm trying to be a good friend because everybody else knew about it, and I'm the only one that put it out there. So, like, and I was trying to give Jackie a heads up, like, yeah, shut this rumor down because it's out here, you know?
Yeah. Well, the only reason I even brought up Tamara is because she had been so public with the time that she found out that she was no longer going to be on the show. And, you know, there's only so many of you women that could relate to that, like even being on the show that long, that many years, you know, over a decade. And it just made me wonder, and I'm manifesting, this is never going to happen ever, ever, ever. But if Andy or producers called you one day and said they were going to take the show in a different direction, would you be the housewife that handles it with grace? Or would you be the housewife that tells the producers to fuck off like Tamara did? Which one would you be?
Like what? That I'm not going to be on the show anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? Like, you know, it is what it is. I mean, listen, everything, I guess, comes to an end eventually. You know?
That's a good way to look at it.
Like I hopefully I'll be going in another direction.
There you, okay.
So going into something else.
Yeah. So when one door closes, another one would open. That's
exactly
what you're
doing. Exactly.
I love that. There you go. Well, back to the reunion. I about fell off my
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Vicky's great because I've met her in person and I think she's great.
Vicky is a sweetheart. Yes. She's fun and she knows how to have a good time for sure.
The next time you talk to her, tell her I said hi.
I will. I certainly will. Well, back to the reunion. I almost fell off my fucking couch when Jackie said you cried and whined all season long. The irony of that was not lost on anyone. What did you think of that in the moment?
Look, here's my, I'm drinking Dano's tequila. Margarita.
Cinco
de Mayo.
Cheers.
So cheers to you, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, I'm cheersing you with my iced coffee.
Thank you. Oh my God, this is so good. And it has pineapple in it.
Oh, perfect. I'm literally going to get a margarita as soon as we get off of this interview. I can't wait.
Oh my God. Thank you, Carrie Ann.
So what did you, I mean, you told Jackie in the moment, you're like, what are you fucking talking about? But what did you think? Like, does she just pull shit out of her ass to see what sticks?
I didn't cry all season.
No, you didn't cry. The only time I think you cried was when stuff about Joe and maybe your parents came up. Like, that's it.
I remember crying when I moved into my home because Louis, yes, surprised me with the stone meditation area. It says Sampy and Zammy. That means always together. And that's on my parents' mausoleum.
I love that.
And that's also the tattoo that I have here.
Gia has that too, right?
Yeah, Sampy. And then I have 333 because my parents were giving me the sign. Well, I talked to a medium and mm-hmm. the medium said, your mom's giving you signs of the number 3.
Okay.
And this was in February and my father passed away April 3rd. And my mom passed away March 3rd. Everything are threes. My father was with me 3 years after my mom passed away. I met Louis 3 months after my dad passed away. Everything's threes. Like, it's wow. Crazy.
Numerology is like a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So number 3 is like my special number.
I love that. Well, I just have to ask because you, this is
yeah,
a little.
So I didn't cry. So I only cried like for that. I cried. Yeah, maybe. You said because of my. I cried when I was leaving my house, like thinking about my parents in my kitchen, mm-hmm. in my home. Yeah, I didn't cry. Oh, what was I crying? That's what I cried over. Like, you know, things.
That was just stupid that she said that. What would you rate Jackie as a cast member of your show out 1 out of 10?
1 out of 10, I would say 2. Sorry, I have no respect for her just because we became friends last season. And then out of nowhere, like, we played tennis together, we played golf together. And a matter of fact, you know what? I love that Evan and Louie are still, they're friends.
Like, uh-uh.
Yeah, they just went to lunch a few weeks ago. And I think they're going to play golf soon. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think Evan's the most amazing guy. You know why? He could have been a bitch and came at me because of what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what he's a class act.
Yeah.
I have to say he is a class act. He didn't say boo to me. You know, I did apologize to him. And I think Evan's great. But Jackie, like I said, we played golf. We played tennis and I don't know where she just stopped talking to me because of Margaret.
Yeah. It's weird because y'all posted that picture of y'all playing tennis when you started filming and everyone was like, holy shit, they must've made up. And then we didn't see like any of that shit on camera.
Oh, you didn't see any of that?
I'm pretty sure they edited out the tennis game and all that.
Oh, sorry, because I don't watch every single episode. Sorry.
I know, it's fine. It's Andy always gives you a hard time about that.
I know. I mean, I didn't watch every single episode. Oh, so they didn't show. I know they didn't show the golf because the golf we did that. That was a charity event for Louis. For Louis' company.
Yeah.
So we did that privately. But we did film tennis on the show.
So the only part they showed was at, if I remember correctly, was at the reunion. You referenced it. You're like, yeah, we went and played tennis. And that's when they showed like a quick, like 5 second flashback. And then you said, but once she started hanging out with Margaret, she stopped talking to you.
Yeah. And it, I was like, wow, that's such a follower. That's so high schoolish, you know? And it's like, yeah. Let's follow the leader, leader, leader. You know, I mean, I don't think who does that? It's like, have your own brain. And I thought was smart. And I thought she was smart. So not really, just saying.
Something else I wanted to ask you. I felt like there was this big talk about, you know, Antonia's Sweet 16, and then they didn't show it. But that is a family party. So I wanted to ask, since we didn't see where y'all seated together there.
Wait a minute. They didn't show Antonia's Sweet 16 on the show?
No, it was, they literally just, as far as I can remember, it was just like a flashback type thing.
Oh my God. I thought they showed it because I remember the beginning attractions, they showed a clip of Antonia like holding this gun.
Yeah. Yeah. They had them, I think, talking about it, like maybe planning it in earlier episodes, but there was no like Sweet 16 episode.
I saw something that I did watch that episode that Melissa was showing Joe. Saying that, you know, we're going to have Antonia's 316.
Yes, yes.
I did see that episode, but I didn't know that they didn't show her Sweet 16 party.
They didn't. But did you sit with Joe and Melissa there? Did they seat you with them?
No.
So they didn't seat you with the family at Antonia's party, but were mad they didn't sit with you at the engagement party.
Yeah. And I thought it was weird. I was like, well, I was sitting with Melissa's nieces. Yes, they had their own table. Yeah, I didn't sit. And I'm my brother's only sibling, and I didn't sit with them. Yeah,
where were her sisters?
You know what? I can't remember. I don't know if they were sitting with them. I can't remember right now.
Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
I think they might have had their best friends at their table. So maybe, okay. I don't remember, to tell you the truth, but I know I was not sitting with them. Yeah, I was not sitting with them.
Interesting.
And they had round tables, you know, like 10 people at a, 10, 12 people at a table.
Yeah.
Where my thing was two long tables, you know, I only had two tables. That's it. And they were just very long.
Interesting.
So.
I'm sure you saw Tales of the Crypt, AKA Kim D, was going around in the press a month or so ago talking about your wedding details as if that's her damn business to be talking about.
I don't even want to talk about her because isn't she dead? Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah. Rest in peace. Yeah.
Because you know what? If I talk about her, it's going to give her a storyline or it's going to give her something more to talk about. And I don't even want to talk about her.
You're right. Well, I am going to ask you this. Sir, that someone said that that Dina was your maid of honor, but Dina's married, right?
So Dina's not my maid of honor.
Okay.
My children are my maid of honors.
Oh, are they? Yay.
Yes. Okay.
But Dina is in your wedding, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yay. How many bridesmaids do you have?
8.
Lord God. Wait, is it all people that we've seen on the show or friends that are not on the show?
No, it's my 4 daughters, Dina, Louie's 2 sisters, and my best friend, Rosanna, from California.
Oh, okay. I love that. How did Dina react to you asking her to be in your wedding?
Oh, she was thrilled. She was happy. Yeah, she was happy. Good. Really. Yeah. But this is the thing. Like, it started out, I'll be honest with you, Christian, I just wanted my 4 daughters and I wanted Louie's 2 sons.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my honey, you know, he's just so happy. And he started asking, you know, he's like, I want this one and this one and this one. And then I was just like, really, babe? You know, and then, he wanted Dave, Dina's husband.
Yes.
And he wanted Gary, his brother-in-law, that he's very close to. Mm-hmm. So then that's when I'm like, all right, so then I'll have Dina because you want Dave. And then I'll have, of course, I'm going to have, so I'm like, you want Gary, so I'm going to have Veronica. And I can't have Veronica without Jennifer. Like, and I'm really close to his 2 sisters. They've been nothing. Christian, they're like the sisters I've never had. Like, because I've always wanted to. I don't have sisters. Mm-hmm. I don't have sisters. I think that's why God sent me 4 daughters.
Yeah.
So, and I always wanted a family that I was close to, like, you know, in-laws. And Louie's parents are like, oh my God, like they remind me of my parents. They're sweet souls. Like Louie's mom reminds me of my mom. She's like the sweetest lady ever. And like Sunday I had them over, like not this Sunday, but last Sunday. like, they're so sweet. Like, they're like, I know you're so busy. Thank you for having us. And I was like, what? Like, they're like, I'm like, of course. Wow. Like, I always like, they're just so amazing. Like,
yeah.
And like, I'll do anything for them. Like, you know, I feel like they're my parents because
I love that.
Like, they're just the best. They really are.
Like, are you?
I love them dearly. I love them. And their sisters have been nothing but amazing to me. And also Louis's brother.
Yeah.
And that's what I always wanted that.
Well, hopefully they film some with you next season, like a big dinner or something. It would be fun to see that yes. dynamic, and you know,
Louis's dad, let me tell you, okay. I mean, I'll tell
Go
you,
for it.
I don't know if I should, well, you know, you'll find out on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
so,
right.
Yeah. So I hopefully, yeah. Cause I gotta leave some stuff for the show.
You gotta leave something up yeah. for a guessing.
And,
yeah.
And just to put it out there, Louis's Latino. Cause I don't know what some people think he's Italian. He's not Italian. He's Latino. He's Puerto Rican, Mexican, and Dominican.
Hot.
Yes. Very, very, very hot.
So yes.
Once you go Latino, you don't go back.
There you go. Honey, you're preaching to the choir. I know. Yeah. are you going to change your last name?
I wanted to. Louis doesn't want me to.
Nuh-uh. What have you thought about, like, a hyphenated situation?
I said that because, you know, he's like, babe, you're known as Teresa Giudice. And he's yeah. like, your daughter's names are Teresa, you know, like Giudice. And I was like, he's just amazing. You know, he's like, you should just not, you know, keep
That's
your
super
name.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You know, well, I got a lot of questions, obviously, because it was talked about at the reunion that Dolores wasn't at the engagement party. I don't know if you can speak to this, but does that have...
It's your fault too. Oh, it's her fault too.
No, well, so it has nothing to do with Dina, right?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, is Dolores invited to your wedding then?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
This is the thing. With Dolores, I was like, you know, I kept asking her, like, I felt like, she was dating David for what, 5 years?
Yeah, forever.
And I know I said double dating, but meanwhile, I want to, like, even Louis, like, babe, since, you know, from when we started dating till we got engaged, he's like, do you hang out with Dolores off camera? He said that to me. He was being honest. You know, he's like, you know, I've seen her at birthday parties that we all get invited to, but he's like, you know, you don't like, are you and Dolores hang out off camera? And I was like, yeah, I'm like, we haven't in a while, you know? So, and then I said, I've been asking her, like, let's do something. Let's, you know, let's get the guys together. Like, let's do something off camera, you know, like, let's date, you know, that's what I was trying.
It was a very small party.
Right.
It started out as 20 people.
It started out as 20. Like, it was supposed to be just a surprise, just to celebrate our engagement, just a dinner. And then, so that's why we kept it small. We kept it like whoever has been in our life since we met, so who actually has been in our life that we actually hung out without cameras. You know what I mean? Like that has been around us. So
what does Dolores say when you ask her to hang out? Does she just like come up with excuses or what?
That's what I'm going. We're double dating with her and Paul tonight.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Good. I'm glad.
Oh, and you know what, Dolores, I explained to her and she said, you know what, because you know what, I guess we both started working together and, you know, we're both busy, but you know what, when you're real friends, you make time when the cameras are not around either.
Of course. Yeah.
So I said, and she said to me, I want to like, let's make sure we, you know, we talk more, we hang out more. And I'm like, I love that. Like, I want that. That's what I want. Like, I don't want to just see you on camera. I want to hang out off camera, you know? So she said that, and we already had lunch with them. Louis and I had lunch with her and Paul. And I think he's amazing. I mean, that's the thing. I want to take trips with her and Paul. Like, we go away a lot. Like, I want to do that. Like, I want to hang out more. I love Doris. I love hanging out with her. She's my people.
Yeah.
You know, we totally get along. So I want to do more with her.
Cut from the same cloth, as she says.
And, yes. And you know, I know her and Dina do not speak.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Dina's in California. Dolores is here. So I can have relationships with both of them. Dina never tells me anything about, you know, about Dolores, and vice versa. Dolores doesn't say anything about Dina. But because it was a small, intimate party, I was like, you know, it's just, I'm like, she's going to be at the wedding and she'll be fine. And, you know, so that's why I'm like, Dina's here. And I'm really close to Dina, you know, so I'm like, and, you know, Dina and Dave, they were there when I got engaged.
Yeah. I mean, y'all travel together a lot and all that stuff. So,
so now do you understand the whole thing that I explained?
Totally.
Right? Okay.
Totally. Well, something that Andy mentioned at the reunion that you didn't like to hear and that I know you don't like to talk about is like the whole prenup thing. And I'm not going to ask you if you've decided to get one because you said on Watch What Happens Live, that is your, or the reunion, I'm sorry, that's yours and Louis's business. So I'm not asking that. But what I want to know is because I think that like you are sensitive. I think you are a sensitive person. You just, you know, you're like me, you're sensitive and then you lash out when you get to a certain point. But does it just hurt your feelings when people ask about a prenup? Like, is something about that upset you?
Well, no, because I grew up like old, like my brother, like Melissa, she met my brother a month later. Or was it a month later? She moved into a $2.5 million home. When they got married, my brother did not ask her to sign a prenup. My brother didn't ask her. He should have, right? I mean, yeah. Everybody's talking now.
Yeah.
And he didn't. Like, we don't, because our families, we come from immigrant parents, like off the boat. We don't believe in prenups. But my ex did give me a prenup a week before I was getting married and didn't have that much. And I was so offended, like a week before I was getting married. And I wanted to call off the wedding. And my mother wouldn't, not that she wouldn't let me. She was just like old school. She's like, what is everybody going to say? And she was like, you know, what's, you know, because we're Italians and what are all the, like, what are they going to all say? It's like, everybody's going to, and I really didn't care. I really wanted to call off the wedding, but I didn't tell my brother or I didn't tell my dad because I was embarrassed. I didn't want to tell them. And I should have told them because I wonder what they would have said to me. Maybe they would have told me to like call it off.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't tell my brother or my dad. I just told my mom. And I was really upset. And so that always stuck with me. But if Louis would want to, and I know I would be totally fine with it because, because he does, of course, like I said, he does have more than me. And I know everyone says to protect, I don't know, like whatever Louis wants to do, I'm fine with, you know, like I don't have a problem because it's like we are in different times. And like I said, like, of course, he has way more than I do. So like, I would do it, like whatever he wants, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just asking because it was interesting to me, like seeing someone like Margaret bring it up where she's like, can people not be concerned about you? And it's like, shut the fuck up. Cause she's not concerned.
Exactly.
But then when Andy said it, you very much were receiving of it. So that's why you were like, okay, I got it. Cause he told you as someone who cares about you, I'm just bringing it up. And so that's why I asked like if it hurt your feelings or if it just is these people that really don't give a shit that are just prying. Like,
yeah,
Margaret.
No, I didn't mind that Andy asked me, but exactly. Margaret doesn't need to ask me because she's not my, you know, after what she did last season, like clearly she's not my friend. You
exactly.
Know?
Andy also mentioned right there, he said coming from someone who you used to think hated you or something like that. Did you used to think Andy didn't like you?
Yes, because I started the show and I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't get it, Christian. I didn't get it. I'm like, why does he always ask me all the hardest questions? I'm like, I didn't get it. But then I'm like, oh, now I get it. Like, then I understood, like, that's his job. He has to do it. Yeah. And of course, all the drama was around me. And that's why he's asking me all the hard questions. So then afterwards, I'm like, all right, I get it. That's his job. But I used to be so sensitive. I'm like, oh my God, he hates me. He always asks me the hardest questions.
I love it.
I love Andy so much.
You know what I was thinking? It would be so cool if Andy officiated your wedding.
Why? Can he?
I'm sure he could. Oh, you can get ordained online like a day.
Oh, really?
You should make him do it.
Well, I already asked someone. I would have did that.
That would be so cool.
Carrie said he should walk me down the aisle.
Oh, my God. Teresa,
wait,
I would die.
Big Daddy should walk me down the aisle.
Wait, that would be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, I love Andy. Listen, I saw him at my wedding. And guess who I saw him at my wedding? I had a dream and I saw him at my wedding. And you know who his date was?
Who?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Well, I would shit myself if that happened.
Yeah, I swear. I told him that. I'm like, I had a dream and you were at my wedding with Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's amazing. So, well, he is coming to your wedding, right? Like you've invited Andy.
Of course I'm going to invite him. I hope he comes. He better come.
I know. Cause I was thinking if it's on camera, I'm like, this might be like the first Housewives event he's at on camera. I don't know how that would
work. I don't
know
if he's going to come, if it's going to be on camera. That's the only thing.
Are you still deciding if you're going to film it or not? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah.
You are still thinking about it. Who else, well, this is the last wedding question and then we'll start wrapping up. Who else from the Bravo world have you invited? Any of the girls from Ultimate Girls Trip?
Oh yeah, all of them. I want to invite all of them.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because you know what? I feel like we started that together and that's like, that's very special to me.
Very.
So I want to invite them, you know, if they can make it, that'll be, I know Kenya said, I already told her and she's, you know, she's like, I'm glad you told me because I'm going away and I want to make sure, I want to be there for you. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. So.
Oh yeah. Y'all have to get like a big group picture of you and your dress and them and all their dresses.
Yes. Oh yeah. That'll be nice. Yeah,
that'll be so cool.
That was a special, you know, a special show and it really showed who I really am. So hopefully, you know, maybe one day on Real Housewives of New Jersey, that'll happen.
Well, speaking of one day on Real Housewives of New Jersey, what is your vibe going into season 13? Like, are you coming for anybody? Or are you just going in hoping that people's anger has subsided and everybody can start fresh? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm working on myself. I want to, you know, like every day, like, every, you know, you grow, you get better, you evolve. So that's what I'm doing. I don't have any intentions. I'm not strategic. I don't go in with a plan. You know, I know everyone else does.
That's why you've lasted so long.
I guess I'm doing something right. Cause I've been
exactly.
For so long and, God willing, this will be my year. Cause it's 13. There's a number 3 in it.
Oh
yeah. So I'm like, please God. And it's my, you know, I'm getting married. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. This is all supposed to be like the most fun and loving and like carefree time of your life. You know, especially like you've been through so much fucking shit, even just in the last decade, you know? And so I think that you just having the opportunity to live this like new chapter and then also share it with all the people like me who've been rooting for you all these years, you know, it's just, it's great to watch you have this time. Well, as we always do to end our episode today, Teresa, I would love if you would play our rapid fire Housewives questions game where we put 60 seconds on the clock and see how many of these somewhat fun, but mostly shady Housewives questions you can get through. Are you down?
I'm down.
60 seconds on the clock. The craziest place you and Louie have fooled around.
Oh my God. The craziest place. Let me think. There's so many places. Wait, the craziest place. Oh my God. Right now. Well, Oh my God. I'm thinking the craziest place.
Name a few.
I know. Where? On the beach. I mean, not that's not crazy though.
Beach where?
In Greece.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So.
If you did another Ultimate Girls Trip, would you want to go with Melissa again? Or would you rather take another girl with you?
I'd rather take another girl, you know, so I want to switch it up.
Switch it up. Yeah. Where do you hope your cast trip is to next season?
Oh, I know Jennifer was saying, let's go to Turkey. Cause that's
yes.
Where she's from, right?
Yes.
So I'm like, let's do that. Like, I would love to do that. Cause I want to learn more about her culture.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I love Turkish food.
Yeah. Can you give us a hint on where you're taking your honeymoon?
It's a long flight.
Is it? Oh gosh. Yeah, okay. Which cast member over the years has been most rude to production crew?
Oh, out of all of us on our show?
Ever.
You know what? Oh, like, but on our show. Yeah. Yeah. She's like Ramona. Ramona.
was Ramona bad on Ultimate Girls Trip?
I know. Oh yeah. Yeah. I would say Ramona on the Ultimate Girls Trip.
Oh no.
On our show, I have to say, I think everyone on our show is really nice. That's
good.
Yeah. All the producers on our show always say that everyone from New Jersey is so nice. They're like on other casts, they're like, they're like rude, but on our show, they're nice. That's what they say.
I love it. Okay. And who has been a better friend to you this year, Jen or Dolores?
Jen or both.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. And both. I have to say, like Dolores, she did have my, you know, she, she was telling Margaret like to shut the, you know, F up, you know, she was, you know,
yeah.
And like, you know, she was, I like, so they both were great. You know what? I know. And Jen, that's the one thing about Jen. She thought I didn't have her back because a lot of the scenes I wasn't there for because yeah. I was Boston. So she felt like she was alone. So even like, even Dolores was saying, she's like, did you see that Jen didn't have your back a lot of times? And I said, yeah, but you know what? She was going through her shit. So, and I'm not going to be mad at her for it. But then when she saw that I had her back, I did, you know? And I was like, of course, like I did have your back, but it's like, listen, I'm a big girl. I've been doing this a long time. I've been like on an island by myself. How many seasons?
Every fucking season.
Thank you. I mean, thank you. So that's what yes. I've been doing. It's like I could handle myself, but it's nice when you hear like someone sticking up for you. It's like, yeah. Wow. Like, you know, when Kenya gave me that trip that I just used for Louis's birthday.
So nice.
Christian, I started crying. I was so touched that this is a stranger giving me a gift. Like that's never happened before. Like that really meant the world to me. Like Kenya could call me at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I would jump hoops for her.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, she could call me at 3 a.m. and say, girl, I'm stuck on the highway. Can you come and pick me up? I'll be like, I'll be right there. Like, you know, like she's my girl for life. Like that meant a lot to me.
And I
love
that.
Even like Cynthia and even Kenya, like having my back with Ramona sticking up for me and telling Ramona, like, remember when she said something about the scarecrow, the brain and everything. And then it's like, and then she ate her words because then when she, when she spoke to me, she was like, oh my God, I was like, don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly.
Open the book and read it and get to, you know, and then make your judgment, you know?
Yep.
So, but you know, that meant a lot to me how Cynthia and Kenya really were amazing to me and had my back and they just met me. You know, I mean, I had dinner before with Cynthia, Kenya, I worked with her once. And then for us to shoot a trip, we were together and they had my back. Like that meant a lot. And like, and that, especially on that trip too, Melissa's really close to Ramona. She should have been like, Ramona, and Melissa's the one that told, wait, did Melissa tell me about the scarecrow?
Yes. I think so. Yes.
Like she should have been like, Ramona, like that's her friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
but that's okay. Like, see, I'm glad I had Cynthia and Kenya that stuck up for me. You know what I mean? Like, see, I'm fine with it. Like, that's me and I'm so good, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, Teresa, that is all I have for you today. I can't believe I just spent the last hour talking to you. This was wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me today. Is there anything you want us to get off your chest or say before you go? What would you like people to know about you that they don't know?
Listen, I'm not an evil, mean person. Everyone always thinks that I'm like this mean person. If you really got to know me, I'm all about fun. That's all. I'm like a happy-go person. I love hanging out with fun people. And I'm not a really a drama person. I'm really I don't like drama. Like in my real life with my real friends, we never have drama ever. I swear to you, because I don't. And I still have friends from high school that I talk to and friends from my 20s that I talk to. And it's like, I just don't get it. It's like, you know, so hopefully it gets better. And I love my brother more than anything in this world. He's my only sibling and I have four daughters. So of course I want to, and I love my nieces and nephews. So I don't want to show them that my brother and I and Melissa are fighting. Cause then what kind of example that are we showing to our children?
Yeah. That's a good point.
So it's like, I don't want to do that. So that's the bottom line. I know I always look like the bad person. Listen, and that's what sucks. It's like, I guess one of us has to look bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I have to look bad, I'll take it. That's fine. Because I am the older sister and he's my baby brother. And if I have to look bad for him, no problem. I'll take it. I'll take it, you know, because it's like, and that's what's sad about it. It's like, neither one of us should look bad. We should be a united front and be together and show America what family's really about. That's type of show that I would want to be on. And that's what I would want to show America, you know, how we were growing up. My brother and I, we were best friends. My brother and I were best friends. We were best friends. And even when I got married to Joe in the beginning, like I used to pick my brother over Joe. I would pick my brother over Joe. Always, always. Ask Joe. You could ask Joe. I would pick my brother over Joe. But then I guess when he got married, things changed, but that's okay. And then one more thing. When I said to Melissa, where are you sitting on the, remember at the reunion, people don't understand what I meant by that.
I knew exactly what you meant. You were saying we're your producers don't have us on the same couch because we're not even close friends.
They put you whoever you're closest to. That's mm-hmm. where they seat you. You know, of course they seat the, you know, I mean, that's how they see you, whoever you're closest to. So Margaret, Melissa, and Jackie are close. So they put those three together. And I know Dolores and Jen ended up having a falling out, but if they have to put Dolores somewhere. So, and Dolores is close to me. I know she's close, you know, like Margaret says, they talk 5 times a day. So she's close. But I mean, the three of them stick together more. So that's why they put the three of them together. Margaret, Jackie, and Melissa, and then they put me, Jennifer, and Dolores together.
Yeah, y'all went into the reunion pretty much a divided group, 3 and 3. It was pretty easy to predict what the couches were going to be.
Right, exactly. You know? And that was my point. Like, Melissa should be sitting next to me. We should be close because we're sister-in-laws. Like, family should be close. That's all I'm saying. And that's my point. That's why I didn't ask her to be a bridesmaid because we're not like that. You know?
Exactly. And she said it herself.
Right. And like, but this season that just passed, if I would have saw that, like if I would have saw like a different side of Melissa, because here I have a new man in my life.
Yeah. You know?
And they didn't like Joe, right? They hated Joe. Mm-hmm. Now I brought someone new in. Let's start fresh.
Yeah.
New beginning.
New chapter.
Same shit again. So it's like,
my God.
Yeah. So it's sad. It's sad. And I'm just, it's, I don't like it. I don't like it. And that's the thing. I don't want to fight my family. They said the same thing. We're not fighting. So God willing, going into next season, you know, Melissa said, don't get mad at me for being friends with Margaret. I'm not going to get mad at, you know, you being friends with Jennifer, but they are friends. They are friends. And we're going to Jennifer's party Saturday night, her birthday party.
And Melissa's going?
Yeah. Jennifer invited her.
Wow. There you go.
And we're, matter of fact, we're sitting at the same table, which is nice. And and she only invited the two of us.
So. Okay. Have you seen Melissa and Joe since the reunion or will this be the first time?
Have I seen them since the reunion? Oh, no. I talked to my brother. Since the reunion. Oh no, that was just, when was the reunion? March 30th.
It wasn't that long ago. A month or so. No,
matter of fact, they had Easter. And I was kind of shocked that I wasn't invited to that. Yeah.
They didn't invite you to Easter?
Yeah. And they had Easter and I called my brother because I was going to Mexico and I was in Mexico. I was going to, Boca. And I was going to Florida. I went to Boca and then I was going to Florida anyway. So, and my other three daughters went to Bahamas. So then I asked, I called my brother. I did talk to my brother afterwards. And I told him, I said, what are you doing for Easter? And he's like, I'm having it. I'm like, what? I'm like, you're having it. I'm like, well, are you going to invite me? And I said, well, were you going to invite me? He's like, well, you don't want to hang out with us. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean I don't want to hang out with you? I mean, I had Christmas Eve. I invited them. It was Gia's 21st birthday. I had them over, you know? So I was like, what do you mean I don't want to hang out with you? Who said that? I don't want to hang out with you. I never said I didn't want to hang out with you. So I was shocked. And then that's it. And then, so then I asked, I said, well, Gia's going to be home. So maybe ask Gia to come because the other three girls are going to be in Bahamas. I'm going to Boca. So, cause I spent it with Dean and Dave.
Yeah.
They invited us. So, I went there and, so he did invite Gia cause I told him to, but then Gia went to Joe's family, because they had invited her first. So she went to Joe's family.
Well, that's good.
I asked her to come to Boca with me. Louis' son, little Louie came, but she had a study for a test. She had a test on Monday. So that's why she didn't want to come with me.
Got you.
There's a lot going on, all the moving parts. Yeah. There's a lot that people don't know, which is sad, but it's okay. But I was like, that's the thing. I was kind of hurt like too. I was like, I never said I don't want to hang out with you. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Of course I want to hang out with you, you know? Yeah.
Well, hopefully Saturday goes well with Jen, and you guys all have a good time. And that just leads into a positive beginning to, you know, the start of filming for season 13. Let's manifest that. Season 13 is going to be the year where you actually get to laugh and have fun for the first time. Let's manifest that, right?
Oh, please, please, yes. I want to do that. Please. Like, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about like, that's the thing too. It's like here, I meet the love of my life. It's like, can't just everybody just be happy for me? I don't get it. It's like,
I don't get it either.
Like, this is the thing. When you're happy for people, happiness comes to you. I really booked that. That's the truth. Like, you know,
what you put out there comes back.
Right. So yes. Put love out there and you'll get it back.
There you go, everybody. Put love out into the world. Teresa Giudice said it herself. Teresa, thank you again so much for being with me today. This was absolutely wonderful. To close out, I would love if, in honor of the namesake of my podcast, which came from the insult that Kim Richards threw to Brandi Glanville, season 2 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, will you please give me your best rendition of You Are a Slut Pig?
Okay. You are a slut pig.
Iconic. I love it. Can y'all believe that just happened? Like, can y'all believe that just happened? I just spent like an hour talking to the greatest Real Housewife of all time. It is moments like this where I am so thankful for this podcast and thankful for all of y'all. So I feel like Sheena, you know, it's all happening on the tattoo on my arm. So please go have a good weekend. Whoop it up this weekend. I'm going to go celebrate this amazing interview. And as I always say, don't do anything I wouldn't do this weekend, which means you're crazy to go be a big old prostitution whore. Mwah. Besos.